Darryl, same scorers last week. It's a very different game.
Yeah, certainly a lot more pleased with the performance than I was last week. I think if we play that game again, we win the game, if I'm honest with you. Got to be a little bit more ruthless. Both ends of the pitch still, plenty of work on. But I thought some of our football was very good today. Good connections over the pitch. Handful, always trying to win the game. So, something to build on.
There's a lot of variety in the team as well, in the attacking options you created. Even having to make a change and bring on a different kind of player, you found lots of different ways to get it.
Yeah, we work loads of different patterns and try and give teams other things to think about, but being very respectful with Colchester as well, because they can hurt you on the counter-attack. Got plenty of pace in the team and got a goal for us on the counter-attack with a bit of slack play from ourselves. But in general, pleased with the performance, disappointed with only a point.
Yeah, obviously you want to win, but performances like that must build confidence in the
players. Yeah, it should do. It should do, but for me, it's all on Tuesday night now. We know we got a game in hand Tuesday night, an opportunity to try and get us in the top seven early doors, although only our fifth game. Be a tough test. We take the positives out of this performance and we reset ourselves, have a good couple of days now and need to be ready to go Tuesday.
It's important for players to keep their heads up. I'm sure they feel disappointed they haven't won and people understand why. Do you have to do much to, you know, remind them how well they've played and keep the spirits up?
I think it's on performance, isn't it? Yeah. I know it's results for managers. I get that, but you know, you're pleased when you start seeing the patterns that we're working on the training ground are coming in fruition and getting opportunities. We put loads of balls in their box for crosses. I think we've created enough opportunities to potentially score 3-4 goals. We've really the opposition's had one sloppy play by Dan Scar early in the game. Bad individual error and a good bit of play by their lad for their only real opportunity. I can't remember Robbo having much to do second half, but certainly we were on the front foot for the majority of it.
How is Josh good?
Yeah, it's too early to assess, so we're a little bit concerned with that. Josh is a big player for us, so we'll get it assessed and hopefully it's not as bad as it first looks.
I thought from you've obviously made a number of changes today, but all of the players in your squad must know that with the fixture list ahead that you were describing in yesterday, they are all...
That's why I keep reiterating there, Saturday, Tuesday for the foreseeable futures. That's a lot of games, a lot of minutes. We haven't got a big squad size, so we're going to have to manage those minutes and make sure, because I think there is going to be a big advantage for teams that can keep their injuries at less injuries in the squad this season. So it's going to be difficult, but we're not going to complain. We're just going to get on with that. We're pleased, really pleased. We're playing football. We want to be playing football with a crowd in, but we're really pleased that we'll be able to get on with our jobs. And plenty of games, so plenty of sleepless nights for the manager.